KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, cooler, upper 40s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the mid-20s. For Sunday into Monday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 46.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Net farm income, which is a broad measure of profits, is forecast to increase $36 billion to $119.6 billion in 2020. Now, those numbers come from USDA's Economic Research Service. In inflation-adjusted 2020 dollars, net farm income forecast to increase by $35 billion. The fourth straight year, the income number has gone up. If the prediction does come true, net farm income in 2020 in inflation-adjusted terms would be at its highest level since 2013 and 32% above the 2000 through 2019 average of $90.6 billion. Now, cash receipts for all commodities forecast to decrease by $3.2 billion to $366.5 billion. The direct government farm payments forecasted $46.5 billion. That's an increase of $24 billion in nominal terms. Now, the total production expenses, including operator dwelling costs, are forecast to decrease by $5.2 billion to $343.6 billion this year. Interest expense, livestock and poultry expenses, and oil and fuel costs are all expected to decline, but fertilizer costs and net rent to landlords both expected to increase. The Economic Research Service says the predicted increase is due to supplemental and ad hoc COVID-19 relief packages. Well, the full House Republican Conference ratified committee ranking members for the Congress, Pennsylvania Representative Glenn G.T. Thompson, now the ranking member of the House Ag Committee. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said Congressman Thompson is ready to lead the colleagues on an issue he knows best, and that is agriculture. Also this week, the Democratic Steering Committee recommended David Scott from Georgia to be the new chairman of the House Ag Committee. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Department of Labor has stopped nearly 160,000 fraudulent claims over the course of COVID-19 pandemic. But now the question is, how many of those fraudulent claims are actually legit?
My daughter is in tears, and she doesn't understand. She's 5 years old. You know, Daddy, why is the water shut off? Personally, as a parent, it definitely kind of dropped my pride. You know, when your water gets shut off and your daughter can't take a bath.
That audio from KWCH News, as many individuals have had to jump through the hoops of trying to verify themselves numerous times to prove that their unemployment claims are not fraudulent. Ryan Wright, the secretary for the Kansas Department of Labor, says having mislabeled fraudulent cases is possible, but unlikely.
It is possible. It should be a very low percentage. And if that's happening, there is a way to remove those flags. What we don't do is proactively reach out to folks, because if it's a fraudulent claim, we don't want to tip the fraudsters off.
Mid-America Network News.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant and remember the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork to learn more. Paid for by AARP.
Cake First Alert Weather. We're with you every step of the way. From the science.
Breezy drizzle changes over by daybreak to some light snow, light sleet. Sleet we can deal with. Freezing rain is problematic.
To the streets.
You figure it continues to snow like this overnight, road conditions are only going to get worse before they get better by tomorrow morning.
We cover every corner of Cakeland. Looking ahead so you're never left behind. Cake First Alert Weather. Always on your side.
Two Northeast Kansas counties have rejected at least part of the new federal and state guidelines for shortening the time people are quarantined after they're possibly exposed to COVID-19. The new guideline says people with no symptoms can end their quarantine after 10 days instead of the 14 days, or after 7 days with a negative COVID-19 test. Public health officials in Wyandotte County announced on Thursday that they're sticking with the 14-day quarantines, arguing that shorter quarantines at risk greater spread of the virus. Shawnee County Health Officer announced that it will allow people with no symptoms to end their quarantines after 10 days, but not any sooner with a negative test. And an Australian company has purchased the Kansas-based financial services company at Waldell and Reed Financial for $1.7 billion. Macquarie Asset Management and Armin Australia's Macquarie Group announced late on Wednesday that it will buy all outstanding shares of Waldell and Reed for $25 per share in cash. The company said in a statement that when the sale is complete, Markey plans to sell Waldell and Reed's wealth management platform to LPL Financial Holdings, an independent broker-dealer in Boston, for $300 million. Good American Network News.
Home. It's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Cities in Nebraska juggling the issue of whether to require masks as the state's governor continues to resist issuing a statewide mask mandate while the coronavirus pandemic takes a toll on the state. The Omaha suburb of Papillion voted yesterday on a proposal to require masks in public buildings. Grand Island police have made it clear they'll enforce that city's mandate, passed last week, by charging violators with public nuisance counts. A surge in cases in recent weeks led Republican Governor Pete Ricketts to reissue some statewide restrictions, including requiring masks in salons and tattoo parlors. But Ricketts has refused to impose a statewide mask mandate. The ACLU is dropping its lawsuit accusing the Nebraska prison system of fostering inhumane conditions, but it says it will continue to fight against overcrowding and perpetual understaffing of the state's lockups. Mid-America Network News.
So you missed Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Well, Rusty Act Ford just made those deals even better. In addition to discounts up to $14,000 off every new Ford in stock, to celebrate upcoming 2021, you can buy every new Ford with just $21 down. Get every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more with discounts up to $14,000 off MSRP. Plus, buy with just $21 out of pocket. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Black Friday deals just got better. Only at Rusty Act Ford. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyActFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Active COVID cases in Marshall County continued a decline to 78 as of Thursday, down from 91 on Monday, and a peak of 195 reported back on November 23rd. 9 local residents remain hospitalized. 3 additional COVID-related deaths were recorded this week, bringing that total to 13 in Marshall County. 573 have recovered to date. Health officials announced a modified quarantine period pertaining to contacts identified. This is a 10-day quarantine guidance, no testing and no symptoms. Household contacts will be quarantined for 10 days after the case has been released from home isolation, 20 days total. Non-household contacts will be quarantined 10 days from the last contact with the case. After exposure, close contacts should monitor themselves for symptoms daily for 10 days. If during the 10 days of quarantine you do not develop symptoms, you can be released without a test. Additional details through the County Health Department. Friday marks the deadline for entries in the annual Light Up Marysville Christmas Decorating Competition. Homes or businesses are eligible and will be identified with a numbered sign for the yard or display window, with maps available for the public. Ballots available beginning December 14th for People's Choice, Clark Griswold, and Reason for the Season awards will determine prize winners. Details on the Visit Marysville Facebook page and visitmarysvilleks.org. The City of Washington annual Christmas lighting contest will again be featured, with judging Friday, December 18th. First place winner will receive an electric credit covering their December billing, with a $50 credit for second and $25 credit for third place. Details available through Washington City Hall. Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce is hosting a Christmas lighting contest with judging Saturday, December 19th, with Chamber Bucks prizes of $75, $50, and $25 for winners. The Blue Rapids and Marin's annual lighted horse-drawn parades this year have been canceled. Santa is to arrive in Marysville Saturday, touring the community beginning at 2, with the Marysville Fire Department escorting Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus, Miss Merry Christmas, and the Grinch. Maps are available at visitmarysville.org and also posted on our KNDY Facebook page. As the Christmas shopping season continues, Marysville Chamber and Main Street Director Kate Tomer talks about the benefits of supporting local merchants.
Just shop local. Our businesses are struggling. I think it's a great opportunity if you don't want to travel further distances where there may be higher cases. I definitely encourage to stay local and shop in our downtown.
Washington County Economic Partnership Director John Bruna adds,
most businesses around here, they're going to be willing to help people, so they might not have the online option, but if you were to give them a call, they would definitely help you if you wanted to get gift cards, so whoever you want to give that gift card to, they could shop there in the future. Or a lot of the businesses are doing curbside pickup, where if you give them a call, if you don't feel safe going in, they would gladly bring it out to your car.
And Beatrice Main Street Director Michael Southern notes that the pandemic has created additional challenges this year for local merchants.
The pandemic has certainly been affecting businesses this year, but as we come into this holiday season, there's certainly increased anxiety amongst the business community that this is an important shopping, dining season. It's already been a difficult year, you know, with increased cases. There's definitely worry about it, but there's also hope that our local residents see the importance of our local businesses and will do what they can to support local in a safe manner.
Catherine Ann Stahlbaumer, age 101 of Frankfort, passed away on Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery at Frankfort. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, noon until 5, at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Catherine Stahlbaumer. Lester Wiese, age 84, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Graveside service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Cemetery at Lynn. Visitation Friday, 7 until 4 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lester Wiese. Myrtle E. Detmer, age 99, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Myrtle Dittmer. Ruth G. King, age 89, of Wichita, passed away Monday. A graveside service is planned Saturday at 2 at the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Ruth King. Lawrence Gary Fisher, age 75, formerly of Washington, passed away on November 29th. Private graveside service is planned Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Gary Fisher.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, that low that brought some rain and snow showers across the central parts of the Midwest is now across the southeastern parts of the United States, bringing some rain showers and some snow across the northeastern parts of the United States. Otherwise, across the Midwest, we are seeing quiet weather, and we will continue to see dry weather all the way through the weekend and even into the early parts of next week. We're not expecting any sort of precipitation, rain, nor snow. Otherwise, we'll continue to see mild temperatures over the next several days. So across the area, sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, temps in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, a little bit cooler in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 25. For Sunday, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see highs in the upper 40s. And Sunday night, clear skies, 23 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early December 46, record high on this date 72. The average low 23, the record low is 4 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:31, sunset this evening at 5:05.
A majority of us rank Friday as a favorite day of the week, but you might be surprised at how we really feel about Monday. A closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 4th, the 339th day of the year. Chances are you've heard TGIF a time or two already today, and for good reason. Mood tracking research indicates that Friday really is one of the happiest days of the week, second only to Saturday on the joy meter. Sunday, as you might expect, also has a high happiness factor. There's also a surprising revelation about Monday. It isn't the most dreaded day of the week. Most people actually welcome a return to routine or simply experience lingering euphoria from the weekend. Tuesday and Wednesday are the least loved days, sharing a reputation as bland, midweek workdays, and too far removed from the prospect of a happy-go-lucky weekend. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
Santa Claus is coming to town this Saturday. Escorted by the Marysville Fire Department, Santa, Mrs. Claus, Miss Merry Christmas, and even the Grinch will make a parade tour throughout the community, greeting youngsters and families beginning Saturday at 2 p.m. The Marysville Christmas Parade route is posted on the Marysville Chamber, Main Street, and the KNDY Facebook sites. This year, local merchants and businesses invite you to make 2020 a hometown Christmas. United Bank and Trust, Nordis Motor Company, Bruni Implement, Intention Envelope.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Friday. David McCormack scored 17 points. Ochai Agbaji added 16, and Jalen Wilson had 12, helping 7th-ranked Kansas cruise to an 89-54 victory over lower division Washburn in the Jayhawks' long-delayed home opener. Kansas had opened with a pair of games in Florida and beat Kentucky in Indianapolis before returning to Allen Fieldhouse. But their first game played in the fog since the COVID-19 pandemic began lacked much of the atmosphere that has made the building one of the toughest in college basketball. Levi Braun and Taylor Guymon scored 9 points apiece to lead the Ichabods. The tenure of Tom Herman as coach at Texas could be decided in the Sunflower State. The Longhorns begin a two-game finishing stretch against Kansas State and the Jayhawks with a trip to Manhattan tomorrow. The dominant storyline this week is whether Texas AD Chris Del Conte is counting down the days on Herman's time in Austin. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant and remember the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork to learn more. Paid for by AARP.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Kansas City Chiefs Patrick Mahomes putting together one of the best seasons of any quarterback in NFL history. The Broncos, well, they're just happy to have a quarterback. Drew Locke will be back under center when Denver visits Kansas City in the latest edition of their long-simmering AFC West rivalry Sunday night. Locke was deemed a high-risk close contact of infected quarterback Jeff Driscoll, along with the rest of the Broncos quarterbacks, and left his team without a true quarterback to face New Orleans last week. The Broncos turned to a practice squad wide receiver to take most of the snaps in a 31-3 rout. Denver and the Chiefs, Sunday night, 7:20 kickoff. Meanwhile, college football, as aforementioned, the Texas Longhorns and Kansas State Wildcats duke it out tomorrow afternoon. 2:30 kickoff there. And in college hoops, the KU Jayhawks will take on the North Dakota State Bison. That game tips off 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Mid-America Network Sports.
A handful of high school basketball teams tipped off Thursday. In girls' play, Lynn took Blue Valley Randolph 47-42. Donovan West over Axtell 69-20. Diller Odell beat Pawnee City 41-26. In boys' play, Axtell over Donovan West 46-41. Blue Valley took Lynn 52-51. Diller Odell over Pawnee City 51-14. Friday, Marysville tips off at Sabetha. Axtell's at Wabunsee. Frankfort hosts Pawnee City. Lynn continues play in the Blue Valley Tournament. Valley Heights at Riley County, Washington County at Clifton Clyde. Diller Odell hosts HTRS and Southern is home to Palmyra. Marysville Bulldogs tip off the basketball season Friday at Sabetha. Girls varsity at 6, followed by boys action, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Create a few birdseed wreaths to add to your bird feeding station or give as gifts. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You need 9 cups of birdseed, 3 blocks of rendered suet, a half a cup of peanut butter, dried fruits, and berries for each wreath. Melt the rendered suet over low heat. Stir often and make sure it doesn't boil. Mix in the peanut butter and remove from heat once it is melted and thoroughly mixed with the suet. Then add the birdseed and mix thoroughly. Coat a bundt pan or other item you're using to mold the birdseed wreath with a cooking spray. Fill the bottom of the pan with fruit and berries. Then slowly pour the suet mix into the pan. Place the pan in a cool location, like your refrigerator, to harden. Once hardened, you can remove it from the pan. Loop a ribbon or twine through the middle, and your wreath is complete. Store in a cellophane bag in a cool location until needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
What shape is your salt? Not your salt shaker, but the salt itself that you may put on your food. You probably never thought about it, but once upon a time, the shape of your salt may have influenced you to purchase one brand over another.
story is this edition of the American Countryside, and it's brought to you by Dry Shod Waterproof Boots, the world's most wearable rubber boot. It's what I wear on our farm, and many of our listeners have been messaging me about their experiences as well. One wrote, "The soles are holding up so much better than the last few pairs of the other brand of boots." Another listener said, "I got my husband dry shod boots and I'm a believer. He doesn't complain about his back hurting when coming home after wearing them all day. These boots are great for the farm, ranch, hunting, outdoors, or just about any situation you want to throw at them. There are several styles and types, and I can attest, they are farm tough. Check them out at dryshodusa.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Myron Marcotte began a 45-year salt mining career with the Cary Salt Company in Hutchinson, Kansas. That company began in the 1920s under the direction of Emerson Cary. Cary Salt became known worldwide thanks to their marketing efforts to differentiate a product many of us would regard as all the same.
Their salt was round. Salt is, by nature, acute. But they would dump vegetable oil in their brine to lubricate the equipment in the salt production mechanisms, and that made the salt round.
And of course, round salt is better than cube salt, right?
So they would advertise it as the amazing round salt. You know, it's a gimmick, but it apparently worked.
The salt mines below Hutchinson, Kansas continued to grow as the Cary Salt Company grew as well. Salt was an important item in households, and the Cary Company was diligent in all kinds of marketing efforts.
They would also publish all kinds of recipes involving salt, how to pickle things, how to do all that stuff. That was very popular.
Emerson Cary passed away in 1933. The family continued to operate the company for several decades before it sold. It remains a very large and important business here. And while the Cary family does not own the mine, the legacy of Emerson Cary can be seen in many places around town.
There's still the Cary Park in Southern Hutchinson, an enormous park. There's three streets named Cary Streets. There's a part of town called Caryville where he had a lot of his land holdings, and he would sell a lot of it to his employees at a really good price.
And you can come here and take tours of the salt mine as well. It's quite a sight to see as you experience the past and present of the important local industry. Traveling the countryside in Hutchinson, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.
There will be a land auction, 119 acres in Marshall County, located southeast of Summerfield, selling this Saturday, December 5th, sale at 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Property includes 119 acres, more or less, 102 acres dry crop, 13 acres native grass, and 4 acres tame grass. The property is located at the intersection of 26th and Deer Trail Road, 3.5 miles south of Summerfield and a mile east of Highway 99. Sellers are Jane Kittner, Catherine Kruger, and Joseph Kittner. This land auction, 119 acres at 26th and Deer Trail Roads, will sell at auction Saturday, December 5th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Sale conducted by Don Prell Realty and Auction. For details, go online to DonaldPrellRealtyAuction.com or contact Don Prell, Steve Prell, or Valerie Prell.
When you pick out your live Christmas tree, give it a good shake before you load it up. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you don't, there may be tiny creatures on the tree that hitch a ride home with you as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live." Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live."
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Loves going out to get a live Christmas tree. The tree farm we go to has a mechanical shaker, and there's always something that falls out. Dead needles, bird nests, and especially bugs are all things I'm happy to leave behind. Keith Jarvie is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says even though it's chilly outside, any Christmas tree can harbor insects, especially aphids and spiders. So when you're out shopping for one, take a close look at it.
One of the things that you occasionally see is bark beetles. You look for pretty small holes in the trunk that might indicate there's beetles boring into the trunk. Other than that, it's kind of hard to see those aphids and spiders. They're fairly small, but you can kind of inspect branches and look for kind of a discoloration. And sometimes along that discoloration, you might see some aphids or some other insect that might be feeding on the tree.
They're creepy, but the insects won't hurt the tree, infest your houseplants, or feed on humans. However, aphids can hatch from Christmas trees in sufficient numbers, and it can be unnerving to see masses of dark spots crawling on your walls. Your first instinct may be to run for the nearest can of bug spray, but Jarvie says it's flammable, so that's not a good idea, especially around a Christmas tree.
Best thing to do is just to vacuum them up, and especially try to avoid crushing them, because if you crush them against the wall or if you crush them against the carpet, it might stain. So best thing to do is just suck the little critters up.
Remember, these bugs are normally found outside, so if any escape the vacuum, Jarvie says the warm temperatures, low humidity, and lack of food sources in the home will usually kill the invaders within a couple of days. Learn more about Christmas tree hitchhikers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Boots, cardigans, vests, flannels, hoodies. My sister's closet in Waterville and Wamego is receiving and pre-ordering fall clothing accessories now. With low prices and kids, ladies, and plus sizes, you'll want to stop in ASAP. Too busy? Shop online from the My Sister's Closet Facebook pages. My Sister's Closet buys, sells, and trades like new, current fashion clothing, so you can look great for even less. My Sister's Closet in Wamego and Waterville opens 7 days a week in Waterville.
you're familiar with the phrase, money can't buy happiness. But did you know there's scientific proof that it's true? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, a recent study found that people who value great wealth and status are more depressed, anxious, and less sociable than those who don't. Turns out, it's not about how much money you have. It's about what role it plays in your life. If it becomes your primary goal or purpose, money can separate you from God. But if you see it as a tool, you can use it to take care of yourself and your loved ones. And it becomes a way for you to live out your faith and have a positive impact on the world. You know, it's wonderful to have choices about how to use your financial resources. And it's so easy to be tempted, like we all are, to spend money to make you feel good. But when that happens, remind yourself that true happiness can't be bought. So use money as a tool for good. You'll have more financial clarity and more meaning and gratitude in life.
Thrivent Financial can help you make financial choices that reflect your values, something we call the Wise with Money journey. Our financial professionals live, work, and worship in your communities, providing one-on-one guidance to help you feel comfortable and confident about your future. Thrivent Financial is part of Thrivent, a not-for-profit financial services organization serving Christians. We can connect you to products, services, and member benefits that can help reach your goals. Find out more. Call Lydia Heisterman at 785-370-6200. Licensed agent producer of Thrivent Financial, marketing name for Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Registered representative of Thrivent Investment Management, Inc. Thrivent.com/disclosures.
You said yes to the ring, now say yes to the dress. Find your dress at Diane's Dresses, etc. Shop exclusive designers, pick customizable details, find standard and plus size options, even shop off the rack. Find the dress to say yes to at Diane's Dresses, etc. in Wymore. Not a bride? Come on in to shop the new Alfred Dunner arrivals at 20% off. Only at Diane's Dresses, etc.
What it takes to become a farmer today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
On Wednesday, December 9th, you have an opportunity to enjoy a great country music concert and to contribute to a service that'll benefit American farmers. John Deere is teaming up with Farm Rescue to present The Farm Must Go On, a live streaming concert event on YouTube featuring performers like Dustin Lynch, Maddie and Tay, Mickey Guyton, Travis Denning, and Tyler Farr. Get details anytime at thefarmmustgoon.com. Opinions vary, I'm sure, about what it takes to become a farmer and to succeed at it. Rachel Graham Coventry shares hers. She's a beekeeper and the store manager at Curtis Orchard and Pumpkin Patch near Champaign, Illinois.
You see this all the time where people are accountants and all of a sudden they leave that profession and now they're farmers. And I think sometimes they make the best because they know what they're leaving behind and they have this new appreciation versus someone who grew up in my situation is like, well, I hate farming. I hate spending 10 hours out there hoeing weeds in the hot sun. So I think if you can get real hands-on experience, you'll have a much better understanding.
Coventry points out that hoeing weeds is not just a metaphor for determining whether someone is suited to farming.
We hire kids all the time to help us hoe the pumpkin patch, and most of them can't make it through a day. So I think they quickly are either turned off. The ones that stick it out are like, yes, this is what I love to do. And they're the ones who I see moving forward, carrying on their own projects.
Not everyone is born into a farming family like Coventry was. Even then, she says, that's no guarantee.
They may not work it with the same work ethic that it needs in order to carry it to the next generation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello and good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. A new COVID stimulus proposal is gaining some traction in Congress with limited bipartisan support, includes billions in new help for agriculture. The stimulus framework at just over $900 billion is billed by Speaker Nancy Pelosi and top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer as a starting point for bipartisan bicameral talks after months of failed efforts to pass the new COVID legislation. Included is $26 billion for farm and nutritional aid, key for crop and livestock producers and those in biofuels suffering from months of pandemic-related losses. Plus, there's $10 billion earmarked for rural broadband. At the American Farm Bureau Federation, Executive Dale Moore has said this.
We are encouraged that, you know, Congress is coming together, you know, in a bipartisan fashion. At least it appears to be bipartisan fashion to include agriculture in this package. And I think importantly that there seems to be also a bipartisan desire to get this package wrapped up as Congress, you know, gets closer and closer to December 11th.
That's when an earlier temporary spending bill keeping the government open in the absence of regular agency spending bills will expire. And Moore says agriculture's needs are continuing.
Well, it's pretty clear that the pandemic is not slowing down. It appears to be accelerating, certainly in this country. And we keep hoping and praying that, you know, we're going to see that light at the end of the tunnel get brighter and brighter. But until we get there, there's a lot of work that we need to do.
That includes addressing both economic losses and new illness outbreaks at some processing plants.
And so getting this one done and hopefully getting 2020 wrapped up on a high note relative to the assistance that folks need is certainly important.
But the latest proposal is nowhere near a done deal. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has pushed for smaller, less budget-busting deals and doesn't appear ready to support the latest framework. Sam Spack with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, overall farm cash receipts for 2020 will be lower than 2019, but farm sector income will be higher than a year ago. Gary Crawford with more.
Even though USDA is forecasting net cash farm income this year to top last year by 23%, or about $24.7 billion.
Overall cash receipts are down $3.2 billion.
USDA's chief economist, Rob Johansson. So if total cash receipts are down, what's bringing income up this year?
The big story, obviously, is government payments, which are higher than 2019, higher by about $24 billion, and they're higher than we had estimated in September by $9.3 billion compared to the September estimate.
Johansson says farmers are also getting a bit of help in the production cost arena as well, with production costs expected to drop for the sixth year in a row this year by about 1.5%, with farmers spending less on loan interest, livestock purchases and fuel, and a little more on fertilizers and rental payments. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Well, earlier this year, after the COVID pandemic forced ethanol plants around the Midwest to close, numerous stories came out about the shortage of CO2 for beverages and other uses. Now, most consumers don't realize that CO2 is what puts that fizz in the beer or pop. They also don't realize the ethanol industry is responsible for capturing about 40% of the nation's supply of CO2. That equates between 3 to 3.5 million tons annually. There's a pretty good chance the bubbles in that pop you're drinking started out at one of the area ethanol plants. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farmer Report.
Hello again, Orion Samuelson back with you and talking about memories as I go into the final month of my broadcasting career. I'll mark that at the end of this month with my 60th year as a farm broadcaster. Most of that at WGN Radio Chicago, and prior to that at small radio stations in western Wisconsin close to my farm home, which means I'd get up in the morning and milk cows and then drive about 20 miles to get to the radio station to do the broadcasting.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of the Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
What memories I've had. The opportunity to visit with secretaries of agriculture. And I'm often asked, who is my favorite secretary? I don't want to get trapped on that one, because I've interviewed secretaries going back to Henry Wallace, followed by Charles Brannan, Ezra Taft Benson, who was the secretary when I became farm director at WGN Radio Chicago. There was Orville Freeman, former Minnesota governor, who also served in several other capacities. Clifford Hardin, Earl Butts, one of the great storytellers. Robert Berglund, John Block, the hog farmer from Illinois. Richard Ling, Clayton Yeider, Edward Madigan, Mike Espy, Richard Rominger, Dan Glickman, one of the comedians who served as the director of Secretary of Agriculture, Ann Veneman, who was the first and still is the only woman secretary, Mike Johans, Ed Schaefer, Tom Vilsack, Michael Skews, Mike Young, and our current secretary, who will soon be leaving office because of the administration change, that man, Sonny Perdue. Also had the opportunity to interview many presidents because of the opportunity at WGN Radio to talk to presidents of the United States, Harry Truman, John F. Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, and then the Bush boys, George H.W. and George W. That's why when I wrote the book, I titled it You Can't Dream Big Enough, because as I've said so many times, as a dairy farmer who milked cows using my hands rather than a machine, because we didn't get electricity until I was about 16 years old on the Wisconsin dairy farm. And so had the opportunity to, again, talk to presidents and secretaries of agriculture. And if you think I'm going to share with you my favorite secretary or my favorite president, you've got another think coming, because I will never do that. I've just enjoyed knowing them all, some better than others, but it's been an honor to serve our country's leaders with the agriculture story. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Get rid of insects munching on the grain in your grain bin. Turn on the fans, drop the temperature, and freeze them to death on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Controlling grain temperature is critical for maintaining grain quality in your bins. Insects moving around and feeding on your stored grain can be controlled by temperature as well. Typical post-harvest aeration cools the grain mass. Now it's time to finish the job by dropping temperatures enough to kill the bugs. Ken Hellevang is an extension ag engineer at North Dakota State University. He says once temperatures dip below 50 degrees, the insects become inactive but not dead.
In the northern states, we can cool those stored grains to maybe freezing or just below. So we're talking 32 degrees. And within a matter of a few days, likely we'll kill off those insects.
How long will it take to cool the grain down? One rule of thumb is to divide 15 by the airflow rate in the bin, and that will give you a rough estimate of the number of hours it will take to run a temperature change through the grain bin.
So, for example, if we're looking at a common aeration airflow rate today of 2/10 of a CFM per bushel, we take 15 divided by that, and we're looking at roughly 70 hours of fan time.
He warns that bin vents could ice over when the aeration system is operated at or near the freezing point. Have a sensor to stop the aeration fan if bin roof pressures become excessive. You could also leave access doors open to serve as pressure relief valves. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about freezing the bugs in your bins at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has one remaining new 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 model crew cab four-wheel drive pickup. It's the LTZ Z71 package. They have two of the new 21 Silverado 2500 model crew cab pickups. Their four-wheel drives fully equipped and ready for your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Good Friday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we pass through the lunch hour, still mostly lower numbers all across the board. Throughout the grains, oilseed, and the livestock, still seeing a lower day. December live cattle down 72 cents to 108.87. February at 112.05. That's down 55 cents. Feeder cattle also with slightly lower numbers today. January down a nickel at 139.75. March feeder cattle to 139.22. That's down a dime. And the lean hogs also with lower figures. December lean hogs dropped 30 cents to 65.72. February to 66.17. That's down 75 cents. Into the grains now, we see both corn and the wheat complex with lower figures. December corn down 3 cents at 419 and a half. March to 422 and three quarters. That's down 3 3/4. Chicago, spring, Kansas City wheat, all three are trading lower currently as December Kansas City wheat down 3 1/4 to 541 and three quarters. March to 544. That's down 5 3/4. And the soybeans, same story. Slight loss today. January beans down 1 3/4 at 1166 and a half. March trading down 2 1/2 at 1167 and 3/4. Soybean meal also sharply lower. December soy meal down 260 to 390.20. However, soybean oil is trading slightly higher, up 52 points for December soy oil to 39.20. Cotton complex also trading slightly higher, with December cotton up 13 points at 69.55. Into the energy markets now, we see January crude oil up 49 cents, trading at 46.13 per barrel. On the gas is fractionally higher at 127 a gallon. Heating oil slightly higher as well, up to 140. And natural gas back into the green up 7 to 257. Through the metals, we see December gold trading down $3.70 an ounce to 18.33.10. Silver is up a dime at 24.19 per ounce. And the dollar index still trading weaker, down 7 points to 90.64. Stock markets today are actually trading mostly higher. Sam Speck with your latest market information on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorento, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
The Black Squirrel City's classic country. AM 1570, FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.